Yeah, listen, it's I suppose Harps had been on a really good run of form, Jordan, up until the last couple of games. You know, obviously a heavy defeat against Athlone and then a narrow defeat to Treaty at home last weekend. But during that period, there's like Dave Rogers has made quite a number of changes in the end games. But you know, tomorrow night it's an escape from the, you know, the heavy schedule of the league fixtures and that, and it's an opportunity for them to progress into the quarterfinals of the FAA Cup. And it's always good when you're playing a team like Skerries, you get a home draw. There's also the potential of the old banana skin when you're playing against a team of that calibre. You know, you'd expect them to come and sit in deep and defend deep and, you know, ask questions of Finn Harps to try and break them down. But Finn Harps have shown enough over the last 6 or 7 weeks, Jordan, to suggest that they are on an upward curve, and you know, I'm sure it's a game that they'll be looking forward to.
It's a kind draw for Harps on paper. How do you think it'll pan out, and will they need to be better than they've been in recent weeks?
Yeah, listen, when you get to the FAI Cup, the first thing you want is a home draw, and then obviously if you can get a non-league team or like a Leinster Senior League or something like that, like it's, I think it's always a bonus, because like it is a different level. Like people say like there's not that big a difference, but I mean you see some of the League of Ireland teams playing the lesser teams, and there's been very few upsets this year in that respect. So but as I said before, there's an expectation when you play clubs like that, that it's just a matter of going out and turning them over and loads of goals and that, but that's not always the case. And the longer games goes on, like the more pressure comes on the players and the more difficult a task it becomes. But I do think it's a very good and very kind draw for Finn Harps, and I think it's a game that, and I'd fully expect them to progress into the quarterfinals.
Why do you think Harps lost their run of form and haven't gone unbeaten following a raft of changes by the manager?
Do you know what? I think when new players come in, there's always a bounce factor when new signings come in, and I think Finn Harps benefited from that for a few weeks. And then when things start to settle down then, and you know, when you've like Dave Rogers, the man, he's got a squad, and he's got quite a number of players challenging for places, and I'm sure that he'll be under pressure from some players, and they'll be knocking on his door, and you know, there's pressure on players now to perform, you know, to keep their shirt, or you know, or try and get the shirt back. So it's grand having a big squad, but there's an added pressure on a manager when you do have a squad like that, where you're going to have players wanting to play, and it's very easy to, you know, to make changes, you know, very quickly. You know, if some players aren't playing well, or maybe somebody's an off game, maybe rest them. Whereas in some cases, like a lot of players, if they have a bad game, they need another game as quickly as possible to get another good game under their belt. So I think it's not a good thing to make too many changes at once, because you affect the flow of the team, and you know, there was a good feel-good factor about Finn Harps there for a number of weeks, and there was good rapport and understanding's been built up with players. And then, you know, and to make changes, it sort of, you know, it breaks that flow and breaks that consistency. So I would say that's probably the main reason why over the last couple of weeks they haven't been as good as what they were previously.
And from a confidence point of view, how vital is it for Harps to get the win tomorrow night, with games now coming up against Longford at home and Wexford away?
Yeah, I mean, the Longford and Wexford games are big games, because you have Wexford just sitting in the last playoff spot, and Longford just a point behind them, sitting on 32 and 31 points. But Harps are only 3 points off Wexford, you know, in fifth place. And it's very tight down at that. I mean, if you look at, say, from Waterford or from Athlone in fourth place down to Harps in eighth, like there's only an 8-point difference. So Harps have two big games coming up, but you're so right in the fact that the game against Skerries is very important in terms of their confidence, because I'm sure they've taken, their confidence will have taken a bit of a beating the last couple of weeks. You know, the 4-1 defeat to Athlone, followed by the 1-0 home defeat to Treaty. You know, after going to Treaty previously and winning 3-0 down there, performing really well down there. Like, I watched that game, and like, for me, that was one of the Finn Harps' best performances of the season. So to lose at home was a big blow, but certainly confidence-wise, going into them two games, if they can manage to put in a good performance and beat Skerries, well, that's setting them up lovely for the Wexford and Longford games. And, you know, who knows, like a real push to try and get into the top five before the end of the season.
Derry play Pats on Sunday in the Cup. In Europe tonight, they play in Tala. Do they have the squad to handle those games?
I think Derry have managed the, you know, from, you know, from the European campaign started, I think they've managed their squad really well, because it's not easy playing, having to play on a Thursday night and then having to regroup for a Sunday game, or and then go again. Like, you could be playing at home in Europe on a Thursday, an away game in the League of Ireland on Sunday, and then an away game in Europe on the Thursday. So it has been difficult. But Derry, you know, they have a big squad now at the minute, and they've got a lot of quality in their squad. So I don't see any reasons why it's going to, you know, put an added pressure on them. And I think people would say, you know, there's a pressure on them. I think that's using that as an excuse, because as a team like the Derry City, Shamrock Rovers, St Pat's, they're all teams buy-in and with aspirations of progressing in Europe and challenging for league titles. So it's very important that, you know, that teams don't get stuck in the sort of, you know, this thing where they're going to be making excuses for too many games. That's why they're professional teams. That's why they've got the big squads. They're prepared for all these games and all these challenges that come their way. So I fully expect Derry to be strong in both games, Jordan.
And finally, as director of football at Letterkenny Rovers, how's the plans going for the new Donegal season down there at Lakeview?
Yeah, it's going really well so far. I've been delighted since I'm done with the response, you know, from the players regarding training, and like myself and Stephen McConnell are working really close and putting a team together, and the training's been really good, and like, we've had quite a number of friendlies, and the performances have been quite good. Wee bit inconsistent at times, but that's to be expected when you're in the pre-season stage, and like, we're still about 3 weeks away from the start of the season, but we're really pleased the way things are going, and there's been a good response to training and a good turnout, and you know, so we're looking forward to the start of the season now.
Thanks for joining us, Anthony, and enjoy the football at the weekend.
Thanks very much, Jordan. Thank you.